Sports Authority is knowing. Sports Authority saying. John and Mark and Ken playing. CKIWI Radio. Sports Authority is on mic. Sports Authority is worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
It's better when you can hear us, and it's better when we can see you. Welcome, 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 welcome to
the Detroit Sports Authority.
There you go, with the happiest man in all landscaping, Mark Milchek, our sport director here at CKWI Radio 76. You want a smile put on your face? See Mark as he comes by your lawn.
You want a Mr. I logo? Come see me.
That's
you want to see a Maple Leaf logo? Come see me.
That's right. You want to see a 357 pointed at your face? Come see Mark. That guy with the happiest smile on the face when he sees you, don't even come out to greet him. He knows you're there.
You want to see a W-2? Go see Kenny.
No, W-2.
Oh, no, wait, no, not a W-2, W-9 or whatever.
A W-2 if you're a Chrysler guy. Anyways, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to do this backwards, so we might as well say hello to the happiest man behind this abercast. It is the super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there in Listenerville.
Man, we are flying out of the box today. So if you've never seen us before or never heard us before,
shame on you.
Yeah.
And Mark will bitch.
And lately I've been doing a good job of that.
That's right. Be happy is his motto.
Happy.
You'll see his yellow with a big smiley face truck come down the street. I mean, it's next to the good humor, man. There is nobody that feels happier to see you than our sport director, Mark Milchek, here at CKAW.
That's right.
That's right. So get the hell off the road.
That's right. Get out of my way. I got lawns to cut.
Get off my lawn.
Little old lady crossing 12 Mile and Ryan.
She's done. Walker and all.
Walker, damage my truck, damn it. Come back here, you old lady.
I'm suing you because your walker messed up my grill.
And I was late cutting the church.
That's right.
I'm killing you and you're next to Ken. But not being next to Ken, we're next to you. And that's why we're here, happily, in the overly bright studio that we have to put on our sunglasses, Studio B. Where we conserve electricity, or whatever we're trying to do here. Anyways.
We got mood lighting today. Yeah.
And here's the mood Mark's in.
And boy, I'm in a mood today.
Old ladies, look out. Wherever you're at in the Detroit
Mrs. Ford,
area.
You better watch out.
Ooh, I'm scared now. I better go back to that offensive line. Boys.
You better get those linebackers.
It's Mellow Mark with his bedside manner. Waiting to greet once and every customer. Drop by, say hi.
That's how I greet him every day.
Yeah, maybe we got a couple of those punches for you. I know we don't give him one of these.
No, hell no. Hell no.
It's always a party when Mark shows up to your residence.
My customers see me, they run in the basement. Oh no, he's here. No. Doc!
Mark's here. Get in the house. Hey, Mark, could you... Oh, no.
As I'm cutting the Mr. I logo, they're ducking.
Mark and his Glock in his zero turn. You better get those toys out in the backyard. Oh, well, too bad, kitty. You should have picked up your bicycle. There goes another one.
Yep, bike's gone. Just got ran over.
So does the owner. Oh, well, next.
Oh,
oh they didn't pay.
Little Johnny didn't pick up his basketball. That's gone, too. You better go to Walmart and get another one.
Yeah, and sorry about that brand new Cadillac. Oops, sorry. Oh,
there goes the mirror.
I'm suing you for running into my zero turn, even though your car was parked. All that and more here on tonight's Detroit Sports Authorities.
Filming 11.
Oh, God, I'll sue the 11 person. There, I'll shoot the reporter. Anyways, what we won't shoot is you. So welcome so very much for coming here today, where if you hate sports as much as we do, you have a comfortable home, unless you didn't pick up your toys in your backyard.
Unless you have me cutting your lawn.
And don't try to lowball me. There you go.
The price I say is the price that it is. That's it. Case closed.
You will not get a buzzer.
That's right.
There you go.
Do I get discount?
No. Hell no. You get double the price.
Make grass great again. And that's Mark's motto.
Price is double and you'll love it.
Woo-hoo. There you go. Now, don't you feel better?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Until I go upstairs and watch the Tiger game, and then I get depressed and go off again.
Why is it a depression? Hooray, hurrah. Chances are good you'll have the first pick overall again this year. Yay?
Oh, but they're playing Kansas City. They might have a chance.
Oh, my God. Kansas City's probably all in the dugout going, remember, lose, right? We're losing tonight. You know, just, I mean, we have a, this is the only team which 50-50 we could beat. Let's lose.
Well, they did play Miami and lose 3 games.
Yeah. God, did they ever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they play down to the competition, but yet, who did they just beat twice? You know, amazing. How the hell did that happen? Or did they just take them too lightly, you know, and walk away? But who's not walking away is us, and we forgot to tell you about the ground rules, is that we are not bought and paid for it by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is, especially if you don't pick up your shit in your backyard. There you go. Or if you get like a lawn job and a big white trailer goes out your lawn. Anyways, you want to, don't you?
Oh, do I really want to just
go
take my...
ahead. We don't have the FCC here. We have the DMCA, and sometimes the language gets a little bit salty. And we'll show you right now, Mark.
No, I'll be nice. I'll get it in sometime today.
Okie dokes. All right, so.
We do have the highest standards.
Yes, we do here at the Call Mark Studios, and we are not experts. We are
authorities,
which makes us one better.
At least.
At least.
And starting this week, we are a pecker-free zone. If you remember last week, I had used the word pecker to refer to the male organ, and John...
Took the
opportunity to explain to us why it was really an inappropriate reference to the male organ. So it was a compelling argument.
Thank you very much.
So
made after
this,
many, many years.
From now on, we're a pecker-free zone.
There you go. No more
will we use the word pecker to refer to the male organ. We may call it a schlong.
True.
We may refer to it as a tallywhacker. We might even call it man meat, but no more pecker.
Man meat. I like Big Red Rocket of Love, actually. I like him.
The One-Eyed Monster.
Rolled-up toothpaste used. And you know who that is? Crinkly!
Crinkly!
There you go.
And, of course, there's Trouser Snake.
Yeah, I guess there is. Yep. Johnson. Hop in anytime, guys. You know? Yeah. Twigs and Barry. I mean, we're off to a running start today between Mark and Dick jokes. I mean, here we go. This is going to be one. The mood lighting must do much for us here.
And we haven't even touched on sports yet.
No,
we did. No, we did. Yeah, we talked Tigers in Kansas City.
So we talk about Tigers and we bring up Dick jokes. Okay, go hand in hand here.
That's appropriate, yeah.
That's true.
He talked about Dix and then he talked about hand. I mean, what's going on here?
There you go.
Whoa.
Do that shuffle. You know, but we are thrilled to have you here.
And hopefully you're thrilled to be here.
I was going to say, and no one's leaving the room. Yeah, and you better
you
not.
Suck.
No, you don't.
And if you leave, guess what I'm going to do with my zero turn? You might have a logo on your front lawn that you might not like.
That's right. You might see some serious elephant crap right on your front door. Oh, there you go.
You might get up tomorrow morning and go, what the hell is that on my front lawn?
What logo is that?
Yeah, what logo is that?
There you go. Well, hooray. Leaping towards our first topic of the day. Yeah, that's a matter of fact that Kenny has nicely wrote up with today's book. Kenny, what do we have? What the hell have we got first, guys? It's a toss-up. Whoever wants to kick in first.
Go for it, Kenny.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story about David Ortiz, who's at home in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, wait a minute. I got one.
Yeah, he got
actual
shot.
Audio.
He must have bitched at his landscaper.
How much what?
Must have bitched at his landscaper.
Oh, there you go. There you are. Yeah, he probably wanted to get every other week.
Yeah.
There you go. You do not get the...
And the lawn cutter didn't appreciate that. So he went to the bar and shot him in the back.
Yeah. What was the whole setup? Was that... It was like somebody was actually trying to kill him? What was the story with that?
Well, the motive initially was reported to be a robbery. But
at a bar?
Yeah, they got security camera footage from the lounge suggested a coordinated ambush.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And he just got shot once?
Yeah, yes. Because he was just sitting at a table and somebody walked up from behind.
And shot him in the back. They didn't shoot him in the head?
No.
Amateur, man.
It went through his back and exited out through the stomach. They had to remove his gallbladder, part of his intestine, part of his liver was damaged as well.
Yeah, but you would think any inches over and that would have took his spine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they didn't want to kill him. They just wanted to maim him for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the guy goofed up. Now, why would you go back to Venezuela? Or Dominican Republic. Why would you go back there? Rich people are not actually, you know, fare well back there. People are kidnapped. Your family's kidnapped. You know, you got all kinds of bad things that go on, especially if they know that you got money. Get everybody out of there. Your mistress, your two other kids, put them in Florida. What else? So now he's back in Boston, right?
Yeah. They did surgery on him there. Then they brought him back here, and they did a second surgery. I wonder why. I mean, did they screw up the first one or what?
Probably the first one. They didn't get everything. I don't know how much you trust Dominican Republic doctors.
Yeah.
You know? So let's take him back over here to Boston General.
Open him up and see what they did.
Yeah, see how badly they fucked him over. Yeah. You know, how much they left the bullet in there. You know, so that is kind of spooky. I mean, you looked at the story and you looked at it twice and go, David Ortiz?
Yeah.
Why? You know, but then it was something it was because of an affair. You know, but I mean, how long an affair did you have? How long has he been out of baseball? Season now? No.
2016?
Yeah, it's about 3 years.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's been doing broadcasting.
How? Right. How do you broadcast with that accent?
I mean, he's in the studio.
He does like the World Series and stuff in the playoffs for Fox. I think it's Fox.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? I thought it'd be Telemundo. I mean, you can barely understand the guy.
Uh-huh.
You know? But Big Papi. I mean, they really... Talk about screwing up, but they've evidently found the guy who shot him.
Yeah, 25-year-old guy. His name is Eddie Feliz Garcia.
Feliz. And no Navidad.
No, not Navidad this time.
That's right. But he almost got Feliz himself.
He was apprehended and then beaten by a crowd. Suffered injuries to his head and legs.
That's it. Okay. So you think a little bit of money there to the Dominican Republic police officers who maybe look the other way when this gentleman goes to jail, you know? Oh, this is wrong time, dude. You should have finished the job. You know, I mean, how much of a gangster do you think you are that you're that bold that you do it at, you know, one of the biggest, most recognizable people in the sports world, you know, and you just go and you shoot him in the back? What a wink, you know? There's got to be more to this story than the guy just showed up and said, let's shoot you, you know? But, I mean, really, seriously, if they would have taken out his spine, see ya. Not like he's ever going to play again or anything, but still, a man that huge, I mean, he's lucky that thing shot where it shot and didn't blow through a rib or something. I mean, he could have really been screwed up. I don't know what this
is. Or he could have got shot in the tallywhacker.
That's a hell of a good shot from him back. Man, he would have to ricochet off a couple things. And then
bounce off a rib, you know?
That bounced down.
Unless he had a crinkly.
Then he'd never be found.
Well, then the bullet would come out all corkscrew.
Yeah. Well, all right, have to diagram that one on the big CKW whiteboard. Figure out what a magnum that would be. Here, I'll take it. Get out of here, Mrs. Ford. All right.
I'm not interested, Mrs. Ford. Get out of here.
Yeah, well, he was black. Hey, what'd you say? I can fly to Boston tonight.
And he is the size of a linebacker.
No shit he is. I mean, real life, he's a huge man. Oh, yes. I mean, he's not Frank Howard huge, but he's big, you know? Yeah. Considering how big Frank Howard was, I mean, that was one huge white guy. You know?
How, was he, what, 6'4"?
At least. But he was just wide.
Yeah.
You know, just huge wide. Because he was with Washington for a very long time, wasn't he?
Yeah. Another big one was Harmon Killebrew. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, by far. I mean, really, you take a look at that Minnesota team of the late 60s. They had some nice folks there. Mm-hmm. You know, third base, first base, everything was covered. You know? And then you could even bring in Brooks Robinson.
Rod Carew.
Hell, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Tony Oliva.
Right. You had some really nice names there. I mean, but they were always under Detroit, under Boston, because I don't really think New York was kicking it that time.
No.
You know, they were already squished down. I mean, Orioles were going. I would say the cool thing was back in the day, you had one division. It.
Uh-huh.
You know, no playoffs, no second place, no nothing. You went for first. Man, can you imagine if that's what you had today? But then again, you would have so many teams so far out of it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Way out of it. Yep. You know? But, man, what a cluster that would be to get to the first. But then again, season ends, what, September 8th, 10th, 15th?
Oh, no.
End of the month.
Yeah.
All right. So even better. Even if it ended on the 20th, say, you could get the World Series done by the second week of October, Mr. October, not Mr. November.
But then you'd have to cut into the regular season. And it means giving up on some revenue.
Oh, no.
No,
you'd have to give up on all the crazy playoffs. I mean, they're becoming hockey playoffs now. More, you know, as soon as they see those dollar signs and they go, sure, we could put another wild card team in here. That'd be just fun for money. Yeah, I'll get you the money thing. You know?
Yeah, we can always add more teams because that just adds more
money. Yeah.
Here we go.
Job well done. I'll give you a truck on this one. It's Mark running over the old lady going across all the riot. I'm not even going to give you a horn.
What do you know to call Sam? Yeah, there you go. There you are. That's crushing the walker.
Excuse me.
Yo, bat.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing here?
Didn't you see the truck below the red light?
Can't you go any faster?
Move it. Come on.
I have lawns to cut.
Yeah, where the hell are you going? You got no place to go. Can't you find somebody to drive you?
Like me, I'll drive you under my truck for 20 feet.
Officer, I didn't really hit her. I was just nudging her.
Yeah. I was taking her where she wanted to go.
I was just beating her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to get her to go faster.
You were just trying to take her to see where she wanted to go, and she wanted to go see Jesus that day. Maybe you should. Maybe on the side of your trailer, you should have the 1-800-CALL-SAM. Maybe you can work out a partnership. Yeah. Don't like my cutting? Call Sam.
That's right. Complain to him.
Bitch somewhere else. Here's my complaint line.
or 1-800-CAR-HIT-YOU.
You know, I love those bumper stickers.
It's a run-on. God damn it, I gotta take it back in 30,000 miles. You got all screwed up in the front end, you old lady.
I like these bumper stickers. Don't like my driving, call 1-800 and give you a phone number, right?
Yeah.
I saw one once that said, don't like my driving, call 1-800, eat shit.
There you go. It's Happy Mark. When you see that happy face, happy times will happen at your homestead.
Jeez. If you see that look on my face when I'm cutting lawns, don't come out.
That's right.
There you go. Look how red his face is. Look how red his eyes are.
Yeah, right. There you go. Ooh. Another shot. There you are. That was a ricochet. But talk about what's not a ricochet. Is this the first time we've had two Game 7s coming up,
I
guess?
We don't have Game 7 yet.
Coming up, I guess?
Well, if Golden State wins,
yeah.
Game 7. They're going to be without
Kevin
Mr. Durant.
Yeah. Oh, he's screwed.
Blowing out that Achilles.
Achilles, yeah. I see that's
over.
It's going to be close to a year before he can come back. And when he comes back, what's he going to be?
Yeah. Not that good. Because you don't get the push off anymore unless you're some kind of crazy specimen.
Yeah.
You know?
But boy, he was going to be the number one free agent this year, too.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. New York was going crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, God, for one more game, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, some of it was, if it was going to blow, it was going to blow.
Yeah.
It wasn't like if he would have sat out the game, nothing would have went wrong, you know? I wonder what the ratings for the playoffs are. Playoffs for the NBA. I mean, both the NHL and the NBA is fairly entertaining this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, as much as
we know.
That
was a good game last night.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen a blowout in the NBA this year round, have we?
No.
I mean, it's not like something seriously lopsided.
And that one went right down to the end.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't Toronto have a last shot to win
it? Yeah, they had last shot to win it. Didn't make it.
All right, so now they go back to
Oakland.
To the Oracle Center.
There you are.
And if Toronto can't close them out, back to Toronto.
Yeah, go back to Toronto when, Thursday?
I don't know, probably...
Friday?
Probably Friday, I think.
Yeah, or the weekend. Yeah.
Because everything's going to be settled in Boston for the NHL.
And the Boston Red Sox move their baseball game to 4:00 so it doesn't.
How smart is that?
Clash with the seventh game.
Oh yeah, because they want to get the hell out of Dodge.
Huh, yeah.
You know, because if either way, you know, if they don't make it, people are going to be unhappy. If they do make it, you know, is Boston going to be another Detroit 84? You know, I mean, has that stuff calmed down now?
I mean, especially Boston, because how many things have they won over the last 20
years?
Yeah,
I mean, get
over
it.
By now, it's like, oh, yeah,
another
championship. Oh, boy.
I mean, you really think about it. Boston is the place to be. I mean, with New England winning in football like every other year, you know, Celtics are doing fine now.
Yeah.
You know, they're on the right road. Bruins, how many times have they won in the last decade? Plenty, Mr. Valenti. You know,
they won the Stanley Cup. What, they won in 2011, 10? I think they won twice in the last 10 years.
And the Red Sox, they've got 4 World Series under their belts.
Yeah,
right.
And so, I mean, you're right. It's another ho-hum title, you know. Yeah. So, but, I mean, it would mean the world to St. Louis. But, boy, if you're St. Louis, how tight are you playing?
Oh, that was not a good game.
No.
Not a good game.
I know. Talk about nerves getting to
them at home. And now you're starting to say, okay, how can we beat this Rask guy? How can we beat him?
Yeah. I mean, even with Chura all screwed up with his broken jaw and stuff like that, you know, it's like you don't lose 5-1.
Yeah.
You know, that was time at home, you know. But, I mean, did you guys get tight? you know.
And frankly, you look at game five with that blown call on the tripping.
Yeah, true that.
You know, what if that game went the other way?
Should have went Boston, yeah. Yeah. But do you really, I don't know anybody in the world wants, except for if you live in Boston, want to see Boston win. Because St. Louis is such an endearing story. You know, here's a small market, not even a mid-market, a small market. You know, for the first time since 1970, not 1967, 1970, you know, before they've touched the cup. You know, can you imagine what they, in the league 3 years, they go to the cup final, you know, and that's it?
Well, what happened was when they expanded, they went from six teams to 12, and they busted it into two divisions. And the one division was the original six, the other division was all the expansion teams.
Except for?
So you... When you got to the end, your championship in the expansion division was St. Louis. So they go up for the Stanley Cup, and they didn't win 3 years in a row. Why? Because they were expansion team.
And they lost. They lost to Boston. Well, in 1970, they lost to Boston 4 games in a row.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's when Bobby Orr scored the overtime goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a big drop.
Yeah.
Looked like he was flying in the air. You know,
and they haven't been back since.
Wow, they went in 67?
Well, that was 1970.
Yeah. No, but I mean,
68, 69, 70, because you expanded in 67, so the following season ended in 68.
Okay, so...
68, 69, and 70 were the 3 years they went to the finals.
They went to the finals those 3 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They got beat all three times?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they, I guess you're up against established teams.
Yeah.
You know. Wow, that's amazing. Boy, can you imagine it if you lived in St. Louis going, hey, this is pretty easy to get to the Stanley Cup. You know, we did it for 3 years. I mean, ever since we've been in the league, we've been in there. I mean, but gosh, what was your six expansion teams? Oakland Seals.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Atlanta.
Pittsburgh.
Philadelphia.
L.A. Buffalo.
The L.A. what's?
Was it Buffalo or Vancouver?
Well, then when did you get the Cleveland Barons?
They were the Seals.
Then that was the Oakland Seals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when did Oakland... Because Atlanta tried it a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, but then I don't hear any Winnipegs and I don't hear any B.C. teams. I mean, when did all that come in? I mean, when to Oakland, because Oakland Seals came in for like a coffee break and split, didn't they? They weren't all there all that long. And
then you had the Kansas City Scouts for 1 year.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 1 year, and then they moved to...
How did they go for 1 year?
Yeah, Kansas City Scouts for 1 year.
Okay, here's the official, the 1967 expansion, L.A. Kings, Minnesota North Stars.
There you go.
California Golden Seals,
yep.
Philly Flyers, Pittsburgh Penguins, St. Louis Blues.
Wow, Minnesota didn't go at all. Didn't they have Cesar Maniago at that time?
Cesar Maniago, yeah.
I mean, really, talk about the prototype big-ass goaltender. You don't have to be good when you're 6'9",
yeah.
You know? Just lay down.
Skinny as a rail, though.
Yeah,
not with padding, you know.
Big pad guy, him up though. Enough, he could look like a walrus on the Geico commercial.
Yeah, but I mean, all the guys that were having, you know, they were like the Espositos, you know, 5'6", 5'7", and this guy was huge. You know, I mean, the Gump Worsley, 5'4", 5'5", you know, I mean, those are the prototype at that time. It was funny, too, because we were taking a look at the 70 Boston and St. Louis playoff. It's funny to see those masks that they wore.
Uh-huh.
Because they were
tight.
Yeah.
Remember Jerry Cheevers with all the
scar marks on it? Yeah.
Stitches, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird, man. I mean, they looked spooky, frankly. I mean, the whole nine. But, I mean, to get hit in the face with fiberglass and a cold puck. Wow. Okay, and that saved you?
It'd be not wearing a mask, which is originally what they did.
Yeah, true, too. I mean, you see the evolution of the mask. You know, it's because they didn't even have helmets. And that was a funny one, watching it in the 70s, with the gentleman with the perfectly parted hair. You know, I mean, the mid-50s Red Wings were great. I mean, they must have had an OnStar barber right there, because all their hairs, they had this wonderful, like, part and wonderfully combed over and stuff. You know, no helmets. It was a brutal game back then.
Yeah, it was.
And then you had, you know, how?
And then think about it, this, the hair didn't move either.
Not at all.
They must have had, like, Brill cream or something in there.
Heavily slicked down.
Yeah, Vitalis.
Yeah, or something.
Well, you think what the goalies wore. I mean, horse hair. You know, horse hair stuffed pads. And that was supposed to be lighter.
And they weighed a ton.
Well, especially they got wet.
Yeah.
Got heavy kind of thing. I mean, you may have had an elbow pad, you know, but I mean, the thing was made out of like tin, you know, so when you gave somebody an elbow, you felt it. You know, it wasn't like some kind of giveaway plastic. I mean, that was about it. Some kind of knee protection, but actually minimal. I mean, it was just like, here, put a couple of sponges in front of your knees, and there you go. I don't think they had all kinds of crazy stuff. Of course, they had, you know, shoulder pads. But, I mean, those were like the corset style.
Right. Whee! Yeah, with the little ties in the front.
How? Yeah, because those are actual functional, you know?
Right.
Hello, Moto. And there's Moto calling.
You lose.
Oh, guess who it is? Mrs. Ford. Nope. Sorry, Mrs. Ford. Not today.
No. Mrs. Ford, we're busy. Don't call the linebackers.
Don't call us. Do, 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 do.
Oh, were calling to tell you that your car warranty expired.
No, I think they wanted to call me and get a lawn cut today.
Did you tell them to go to hell?
Yeah, they're calling the... calling John to ask him if they knew a good lawn guy.
Okay. Talking about okay.
That was a good lawn guy that was in a good mood.
Yeah, really.
Don't know any of those.
All day, yeah. Not in the morning that goes, how can I make any money? It's raining again. Isn't it supposed to rain like Thursday too now?
Yeah. Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And Sunday?
Yeah.
And Sunday? Really? Yeah. Or is it one of those 50%ers?
Oh, it's one of those.
But, God bless.
But you know when I'm behind? Yeah. It's
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or it's 20% when you wake up and then becomes 80%.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I before the game the other day, what was it? The St. Louis paper that put out a thing that the celebrating the Blues Stanley Cup victory.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And the Boston Bruins said they used that as a motivator.
Dewey wins.
And it's like, I guess my question is, you're in the Stanley Cup Finals. You're in an elimination game. You need
motivation?
A motivator?
Yeah, but it's weird. Why would they have that?
They screwed up.
Yeah.
They had it prepared ahead of time in case they won, and somebody pushed the wrong button, and it went out.
Ooh. It went out in the paper. It's like, really?
Ooh, thank you, St. Louis Dispatch, for giving Boston a little bit of flavor.
Somebody probably got a little bit of a talking to that pushed the wrong button.
You think so?
They got their button pushed, huh?
That's right.
Oh, he's somebody from Boston.
Yeah, he's probably not pushing buttons. He's probably pushing a broom now.
But how Mitch Albom of them, what did they write the story up already? Oh, we won. Oh, we won convincingly.
You know these newspapers. They want to be the first one to
yeah, but how do you write the score?
No, they just wanted to print it out. We won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That's all they had on there. They didn't have the score on there.
Did they have a story?
No.
Oh, they played great.
It was just like a page ad. Oh. We won the Stanley Cup, or whatever the hell it said.
Celebrating the St. Louis' first Stanley Cup, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, what is the chances they come out tight? And I mean, like, grasping tomorrow. Because Boston's seen it many, many times. So much on the line for St. Louis. You go back to St. Louis, you're going to be a hero forever. You know, you'll be like Al Kaline status on that team. But if you choke it, you won't get here this far next year. You know, St. Louis has a good team, but I don't see a dynasty there. Do you
know, in January, they had the worst record in the league.
Yeah.
They were at the bottom.
They were almost ready to pull off a trade with the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, they were going to pull the plug on it.
Yeah, they were going to send Parenko and a couple guys to Toronto for...
Oh, by the way, he slid one in, didn't he?
I heard you.
You know, because I think they had a trade for like Nylander going over there. And they nixed it, and look what happened. Luckily, they nixed it, because... But I wish they wouldn't have.
That was a preamp.
Parayko would have been a very good guy for the Maple Leafs.
Up. Squeezing, are you? I'm feeling like a Chiquita banana being squeezed all over the place. You know, the funny thing is, if they would have won, really, the Stanley Cup was Boston-Toronto this year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was the hardest fought. You know, how many games has Boston played? I mean, they took the Leafs to 7, right?
Yeah, and then they played Carolina to...
That was easy, though. That was a walkover.
4 or 5.
Yeah. 5. See, Carolina is one of those teams...
And then they played Columbus, right?
Yeah, and they only played 5 to Columbus.
Yeah. That's still a long road. You know, but still, I mean, if you took the Leafs to 7, you know, 7, 4, 5, and then 7.
Batman, you see a problem here. 7, 4, 5. Shouldn't it be like 4, 7, 7, 7? It's a problem with the systems, Batman.
Well, there's a problem with Batman, period. Well, you know?
Yeah.
I don't hear one. Cack. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Batman. You gotta have a cack.
Yeah, it should be almost automatic. However,
it's like Harbaugh, you know, just automatically hit the button.
One. There you go. And then you really you want to talk about a U of M team in disarray? Take a look at basketball.
Oh yeah,
it was going up, 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 up. You know, just like a middle linebacker's wiener around Mrs. Ford. You know, and now it's as limp as Mr. Ford. I guess. Except for he's got rigor mortis, so it's hard now, so. Here it is. Anyways.
Ah, the worm's got it.
It's as big as a worm. Anyways, you see it, the whole program, you know, I mean, they got a three-star recruit, and they were pleased out of their gizzard that they got that. You know, and it's like, why? Why do you think that was such a big deal, and it wasn't, you know?
Well, do you see any of the sports going anywhere? Football's gone down. Well, I can see basketball going down now. The only sport
that is
showing anything is baseball.
Yeah.
And baseball hasn't done anything in a long time.
That's because Jacoby Jones is on a hot streak now. He got his bat slot fixed.
Wow. Yeah. Well, not from U of M, though.
No, he didn't go to U of M.
No.
But you're talking about Michigan baseball.
Yeah.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah, the whole Michigan experience.
Okay.
Because really, this is the make or break year for Harbaugh. Even though they won't throw him out, and even though they won't talk bad about him, the rest of the nation has caught on to his act.
Well, I thought last year was the make or break year.
This year, they got so many recruits, you know, and this is really his class now, you know. So here we go.
Well, doesn't he have that guy from Alabama
with the banjo on his knee?
Running his offense now?
Yeah, that's right. He's got like true coaches now. You know, he's got people who didn't want to be there have already transferred out. Right. You know?
He's lost all of the transfers. He's got the guru running the offensive coordinator. He's got the new defensive coordinator. He's basically told him, that's your offense, that's your defense. I'm just going to let you guys do this stuff now. So I guess this is going to be the year. If the guy can't run the offense and the guy can't run the defense.
It's the year of the cack.
Yeah.
The year of the cack. Al Stewart. From 1978, I think.
No, it's earlier. Yeah, it's in the 70s, I think.
Oh, yeah, 87. What am I talking about? Right. Yeah. Getting out of school. Yep. You're the cack. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
We'll have to make a remake of that.
Yeah, there you go. You're the cack. And how many we could possibly put in there? It'd be like a disco single. It'd be a 12-inch, you know, 21-minute.
What we could
minute.
Do is we could just name all the cacks like Billy Joel did in that song.
Yeah, there you go.
He didn't start the fire, and he just goes on and on about... He just lists off the cacks. There's Brad, there's Avila, there's Holland...
The CAC Hall of Fame, my God. Yeah, that must be the theme song to the joint.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
Talking about theme songs to places. I hope you watched NASCAR last night. Yesterday, all the way from MIS because it got rained out on Sunday. They went at 5 o'clock on Monday. It's like, what?
No.
Okay.
No.
And in case you're listening to the world's worst WWE thing, they brought the Undertaker and Goldberg. And Goldberg allegedly knocked himself out. He didn't know what he was doing in the ring. And he couldn't, like, you know, body slam the Undertaker. And everybody was like, what's wrong with this guy? And he said, well, he hit his head on the ring post. And he didn't know where he was. And he's got to pick up this 6'8 guy, you know. And it's like roundly booed that this guy will never, ever come back. And that's the reason why you don't watch WWE anymore. But what you do is look at number 5 here.
Yeah, Chris Illich came out of hiding.
Why?
I don't know, but he had a lot to say.
Like?
Kind of scary, if you think about it. I could be accused of following all our prospects' progress a little more closely than perhaps I should.
Here I am.
A lot of times I'll pick up the phone and talk to Al Avila and say, hey, I saw such and such happened. What happened here? I enjoy
what does
it.
That mean?
I follow it very closely, and I follow Casey Mize's progress exceptionally closely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see somebody...
How do you spell Casey?
Meddling around here? I mean, that... Ugh.
I mean, somebody trying to get an express ticket to the bigs?
A guy that knows absolutely nothing about anything, and
exactly.
He's going to meddle into something?
Exactly. This doesn't sound good.
No.
I would tell you and our fans, everybody at the Tigers organization is working as hard as ever to advance our plan. And our progress as quickly as possible.
Wait. What? It's working as hard as ever to advance our plan?
And our
What's
progress?
The plan?
The Tiger way.
Which is what?
Losing.
Well, we're still working on it.
Losing.
Okay.
Still working on it. We haven't defined it yet. But we're
was
working
this a
on
press
it.
Release, or did he actually
no, he
say
actually
this?
No, he actually came out and said this. It's after the draft.
We want to get there as fast as we can.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
what I've learned in professional sports is that you need an awful lot of things to go right, but it starts with having a great team of people to go out and assess talent.
Don't have
it. Well, you don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, next problem.
Ellich said it's his job to monitor the rebuilding effort to ensure everything is on track. Well, you're doing a great job, aren't you?
Ugh. Yeah. How is that working out?
It's a big part of my responsibilities to make sure that this ball club and this organization is moving forward on our plan, to the extent we have one. And I have a high degree of confidence we are hitting in the right path and we're seeing great progress. That's what excites me ultimately, and I hope it excites our fans. They're smart fans. Yeah, that's why they don't come. That's why the seats are all empty.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can't even get them in the seats for $9.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, really. If you only sold 20,000, that was a failure, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, as much as they sold 10,000 the first day, and I thought, whee, here we go. Well, that almost fills out Jimmy John's field for one day.
Yeah.
You know? Even though Jimmy John's is, we got to take a look at that thing. How is that doing? I mean, boy, they're advertising all kinds of other things over there. You know, they were selling suites for $500 for 16 games, you know. And it was like, but then again, it could have been the Palace kind of thing where, yeah, the suite was $500, but you had to buy so much, you know, food and so much booze, and that totaled up to like $1,000 a game by now, you know. I mean, it's not... I think the magic is wore off at Jimmy John's. You know, you can't have the same four teams. You can't get away with that model. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that separates the four. You don't market the differences between the four teams. Henceforth, if anybody goes in there, they are the super, super, super casual fan. Nobody cares if 17 guys were signed out of your little rinky-dink league. You know, and as I think as one of you guys said last week, you sign to single A low ball, if anywhere, and it doesn't mean that you're going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it just means that's
means
where
that
you
they signed you to rookie ball, they come in, take a look or two at you, and
yeah.
They don't like what they see, gone.
That's what I'm saying. You sign that contract you got a hell of a lot of ways to go to get anywhere. Big.
And you're already 21.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got a long way to go to get to the majors from there.
And the fact that you're over here at Jimmy John's Field means they've already passed over you once.
Yeah, at least once. You know, and that's kind of, it's very cool that they put up a baseball stadium there. Extremely cool that they did so. But it needs tweaking, and you better find it now. Because now they're like, you know, we have our corporate picnic over there at Jimmy John's. Nice thing. It's kind of fun. Everybody gets to run the field and all that stuff. But, you know, you're renting out your thing for graduations and parties, and they're thinking about putting movies in there. I mean, the movie, they're doing a lot of cool things, but what they're not concentrating on is baseball.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's kind of, you got the land for free. You got everything for damn near free. You don't pay taxes on it. Here's the story. As much as when it was supposed to open up before, and it was supposed to have all these other little mini stadiums all over the place, and then everybody gets buses and go, it doesn't cost that much to get another team and a bus, you know? So if you put one in Pontiac, I mean, it's a successful model, but people are bored. You know, again, how many people are on the hoppers? And you got stupid names, too. Don't let little kids, you know, do the names for the teams, because the little kids aren't the ones buying the tickets. You got nothing. You have all little kiddie names, so the millennials have nothing to go, yeah, you know, the killers or whatever they want to be. What's a hopper? What's a mammoth? Why? You know, what's a beaver? I mean, I know what a beaver is.
The name
is.
Of the pecker. That's the name. Name's available. Since we're not using it
there
anymore.
There you go. That's right. It'd be the peckers. Yeah. There you are. What a bunch of dicks.
The giant pecker.
Yeah. What's your mascot look
the
like?
The peckers.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the peckers. The peckers versus the beavers.
They'll just have Woody.
Okay.
They'll just have a picture of Woody up there.
Yeah, that's what they would have, and some kind of beaver guy. Okay, there you is. Here, heard that. Get out of here, Mrs. Ford. All right, what is wrong with Cabrera's knee?
Well, that's they haven't exactly said. I mean, basically, it's a chronic.
Oh, geez.
The chronic?
Situation.
It's smoking chronic, the chronic?
Chronic damage.
Which means
it's fucked
I love
up.
What Avila said. The bad news as it
thank
is,
you, doctor. Next.
How much did I get paid for that diagnosis?
Thank you for that bedside manner. So warm. It's fucked. Next.
Yeah.
Pay on your way out.
I like
save
what,
your money.
What Avila said. The bad news is it's going to get worse as it goes along.
The bad news is?
Yeah. This right. is as good as it's going to get.
Thank you, Victor. That's what we were talking about last week. You got four more years of this.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to... You don't rehab
it's
this
getting
knee.
Getting worse.
Yeah. If you can't rehab the knee, then you're in trouble big time.
Yeah.
B-I-G-T-I-M-E.
And he's already swinging with his arms because he can't push with the legs.
Yeah. But, you know, the funny thing is he had a little spurt. There you go.
One home run.
Yeah. There you go. And everybody thought, oh, he's on his way now. He figured it out. You know, he compensated for it.
And that swing was all arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just reached out.
But did you see his arms?
That was the first game back after several days off, too.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now they're talking about they're going to DH only, and they're going to give him rest because, as Avila said, it's incumbent upon him to stay in good shape.
Well, shit, maybe he needs to lose like 30 pounds.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but his upper body, do you ever see his arms? His arms look like a damn weightless.
It's probably all muscle.
Huge.
He probably can't lose it.
And it's on us to make sure we get him the proper treatment and proper rest. So he's already limited to DH. Now he's going to be a part-time DH.
Part-time DH at $30 million.
Yeah.
For four more years, kiddies.
Yeah.
Buy him out. I mean, how much do you go to the... Buy him out or send him to Toledo. Because really, what are you... If he's going to try to ride the bench, knowing damn well he can't hit, he can't run. I mean, your knee is kind of needed in baseball, you know? So what are you going to do, stand on the thing till 2024? You know, and you can't... In 2 years from now, next year maybe, how are you going to even hit? How are you going to do anything? I'd ship them down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there, I'm forcing you to quit, dude. You know, I'm not even going to give you something graceful. Because if you stay up here, you're going to be a 121 guy.
Yeah.
Period. You know?
And Avila said, obviously, with any veteran player, we're going to be concerned about injuries. You can't let that paralyze you.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You've got to move forward. Our trainers and doctors work on him every single day to keep him on the field. Yeah, exactly. Take him out back and shoot him.
Yeah. Yeah, let's work on that knee.
What do they do with the horses when they can't run?
Yeah. He said, if you're able to keep that going, we should be able to keep him productive on the field through the remainder of his contract.
Bullshit.
That is our expectation. That is our
bullshit.
Hope.
Bullshit. How are you going
to
do
I
that?
Mean, listen to this. I mean, this is, he's trying to put a good face on it.
Yeah, but I'm
but so, it's not very much of a good face.
I'm dizzy with that spin, you know?
We're going to try to keep him going. We're going to try to keep him in the lineup. We're going to do everything we can to try to get something out of this guy for the remainder of his $30 million a year contract for 4 years.
There is no fan wants to see this repeat of Martinez again, and especially for 4 years and especially for that money. No fan wants to say, oh, please don't take him out of the lineup.
Well, the other thing,
nobody
too,
cares.
The other thing, too, is he kind of gets whiny when things aren't going his way, and he starts bitching about the fans and stuff.
Big time.
This is not going to age well.
Hello, Toledo. Oh, no, it's not. This is going to be bad, and it's going to get worse. And if you're a part-time DH, what the hell is that? You know? I've never heard of a part-time DH.
Everybody was bitching about Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, thrilled that Victor left them. But see, now the baseball players have no in their head whatsoever. When it's time to hang up the cleats, it's like, screw this, I'm staying in for the money. Okay,
yeah.
It makes sense, you know, in a certain way. But there's no, you know, you can't play. You're hurting the team big time.
Yeah.
The only way that they could get really justify anything is just putting him on the DL. Or
IL.
Excuse me, IL,
yes.
Excuse me.
But you wonder how much that this has been screwed up since when they still had that window of opportunity, and every July he got hurt. First it was every September he got hurt, and then it was now it was getting earlier and earlier in the season, to the point now it's May.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know, you're hoping he makes it to Memorial Day.
And that doesn't even work out even now. And now that it's going to be progressive, I mean, it's just not him playing baseball. It's him going to the grocery store, banging another woman, trying to paint the house, you know, all that thing that you need the knee for.
Everybody walks in front of my truck.
No, he'd screw up your truck. He's a big guy. I mean,
it's like hitting a deer.
Yeah, but then you still sue, though. Bitch. You know, but I mean, he's every day, every hour, that knee is going to get some pressure, and he's not a small guy. You know, and he did not come in at 165 this year, you know, so those knees are screaming.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, the thing about this is I wonder if they would put him on a diet to lose some weight, if that would take some of the pressure off those knees.
Yeah, but it seems like nobody wants to tell him anything. Nobody wants to tell him, dude, you're beyond DH, because he screams that he's going to be a DH.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's going to scream because he's a part-time DH? You know, nobody hitting behind me? Remember all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, dude, who's bringing this team down? I mean, there's no Dave Bergman on this team anymore. You know, they could use some good veteran to help out. Gardenhire can only go so far. I mean, you figure out, you got a team of really no veterans. None.
This is not a team that they really give a shit, though.
To that.
Okay.
That's just enough to get through
the
year.
Avilas is in the short term. He's not worried about first base.
Because they got a bunch
players,
of scrubs.
All the players that you have available to play first base. He listed Nico Goodrum, John Hicks, Brandon Dixon, Ronnie Rodriguez, Gordon Beckham, Dustin Peterson.
Who?
The problem is you got Nico filling in for all the other injured guys.
Yeah, now they put Harrison on 60-day IL.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So he's gone for a while.
Yeah, so you got Nico
60
filling
days.
In
60 days.
Because Nico's
August
when there's an injury to other guys, because he can play all the other positions, he's filling in for all the other injured guys. You're going to put him at first base and now
you're going to need him at two places at once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can he play three positions at once?
Huh.
Hey, I mean, we can save money. We'll just do a shift, you know?
Yeah.
We don't even need a shortstop. We can save money.
Well, just play five infielders or six infielders and just play two outfielders.
Yeah.
Just like softball.
Or one rover. Uh-huh. Yeah, or whatever. There you go.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah.
We'll just put on the shift, and if they hit, lucky them. You know, that means that we just lose again this year, and we get the first pick. And we get another big bat. Hopefully somebody that's more than 18 years old. Huh. You know, yeah. The funny thing is they showed him on TV, and it's like, oh, look at that batting style he has. Look at that smooth swing. I didn't see anything different.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, look, he was punching some of them out over the center field seats. Okay. I didn't notice anything
and
different.
And it's against high school pitching, okay?
Right. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, I mean, they've taken a look at it. Historically, guys that are drafted early out of high school, it's a very spotty record. Very spotty.
Well, they're going, well, remember Al Kaline? Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. How many other guys out of... I mean, when did it become fashionable to get somebody out of high school? Playoffs.
You're going to get one once in a while that is a phenom that can come right out of high school and fill right in. But it's
this ain't
1%, maybe.
Bryce Harper. I mean, it does happen.
But it's
just
rare.
Doesn't happen very often.
That's what I'm saying.
But this guy's a pure hitter. That's all basically he is. And he has never, ever seen even a college curveball.
Yep.
Okay. And you just gave him 6.1? Okay. You know, I mean, I don't know. How much does that count against the cap? Any, if any, if at all?
No.
So, I mean, here's your 6.1. We were a bunch of dumb bunnies. Thanks a lot. It'll be interesting in 3 years when they take a look at this draft, you know, to see what it actually produced. Because, really, you got another Jacoby Jones. Oh, but he's raking it now. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but talk about streaky, you know, but still, why don't they not just give him four curves? Three curves, one slider, thanks a lot, sit down, you know?
Just wait till this kid gets in the system. They're gonna throw one right under the chin, and then three balls, curve balls to the outside. This guy's going to be doing this.
Yeah.
He's just going to be going,
and then he's going to go, why can't I hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he's going to be backed right off that plate. That pitch is going to go right under the chin at 95 miles an hour, and then everything's going to be low outside, and he's going to be like, wow.
Or he could say, hey, thanks for that 6.1. I tried my best in single A. Peace out, folks. You know? I mean, there's a lot. What's the alternative now? You know? I mean, the guy they drafted second should have went in the fourth round. Well, should have went second day.
Yeah.
You know, he's not all that fabulous either. Yeah. Then it gets worse from there. You know, so as much as Avila is supposed to be this genius when it comes to draft, I got it.
Where's the CAC?
No, I was going to give him this.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, so far I have not seen anybody, I mean, all the way down to Lowe, you know, when they when they signed him. You know, Avila is a train wreck.
Yeah.
You know, he's one before Dombrowski, frankly.
He's the Holland of baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody wants to say anything because, you know, I think he has, you know, the, gosh, who was the guy from the Lions? Oh, hell, can you believe that?
Mayhew?
No, the guy before him.
Millen?
Yeah, I mean, he must have, like, this real kiss-up relationship with ownership where they go, well, we just like that Avila guy. He's just a dandy.
He knows what he's doing. We'll just let him go for it.
He's a good baseball man, even though he never, you know, he was always second banana to Dombrowski, and no other team wanted him. Okay. Well, maybe that's him calling now. Oh, God, who wants money? It's guess who? There we go. It's the jackpot. It's the dad jackpot. How much money does dad have in his wallet today? Let's find out. Get your hand on the buzzers.
Let's make a deal.
Talk about let's make a deal. Kenny Pocket, the Super CPA. What did we not talk in one whole minute?
What didn't we talk about? Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks, Aunt. No.
Well, can't think of anything we didn't talk about.
Then you you'll take your time to the gentleman from Sterling Heights, Mark Melchuk, our... Oh, gosh. I didn't talk about it. Picking up your toys in your backyard, you son of a bitch. What did we not talk about in a whole minute?
God, I want to run some more toys over.
Yeah, yeah. And show them doing it in slow motion. Pink, pink, pink. The little pink pony gets underneath the 60-incher.
That's right. Put your bike there. I want to get that, too.
See metal parts flying over the windows and shit. Tink, tink, tink. There you go. Was that your little dog, Buffy?
Soccer balls go good, too.
Good stuff.
Like, one ball turns into, like, 1,000 pieces.
Like a little shrapnel party? Awesome. There you go. And that's your lawn tip of the week.
Pick up your balls.
Don't let Mark run over your balls.
If you want your balls in one piece,
yeah, pick them there off. You go. Still want them where you need them? Don't let Mark kick them.
That's right.
There you go. So. And there you go. There's our stuff for today. So you can see us on Podbean, Podbean, and take us wherever you want to go at any time. And so until next week, kiddies, when you see us on iTunes yet again, it's John Sarver for the Detroit Sports Authority. See you later.
Bye.